What are you going to watch on TV once the Olympics are over? How about the Republican National Convention next week in New York City? Delegates are readying themselves for the action. So are protesters, and among them, you can count the anarchists. Anarchy is often synonymous with lawlessness and disorder, but reporter Luke Burbank uncovered one anarchist group that's much more structured.
The dirty little secret about anarchy is that it takes lots of planning.
I've spent probably on average 3 hours a day in meetings, so by the time the 31st rolls around, it will be 81 meeting hours logged.
Metal Bulger is an anarchist. Not the kind to wear black and make angry speeches, but the kind to come here, to this converted warehouse in Brooklyn, where you'll more likely find skinny bike riders in baggy shorts eating roasted beets out of paper cups. Their meeting is like a high school student council, minus the excitement.
Who's going to bring that proposal?
I would propose that we empower them to bring it forward as a potentially useful framework for actions, but to withdraw at the moment it becomes more trouble than it's worth.
Members of small groups with names like the Green Bloc, Pagan Cluster, and Global Intifada are here today deciding where to march and what to put on their signs. Then there are the petty issues, like a debate over whether playing the drums makes the group look like hippies.
What do we need to coordinate our scenarios together? You know, do we need to have corners that are the hippie zone and the non-hippie zone? But what do we need to coordinate?
Once decisions are made, this group's ideas will be presented to the larger organization called A31. That's short for August 31st, when a number of groups are planning to launch actions around Manhattan. There's a good chance that many of these members will be arrested. They plan to march into restricted areas, and that will lead to clashes with police. But the big challenge is to get hundreds and even thousands of anarchists on the same page. They make decisions by something called the consensus process, a procedure so complicated that new anarchists go through an orientation before each meeting just so they can follow how decisions are made.
The proposal is stated. The facilitator sees if there are any stand-asides among the group. Then the facilitator sees if there's any blocks among the group. If there are no blocks, the facilitator will ask for active consensus.
And because no one's in charge, these meetings can go on and on.
How are people doing? I'm noticing a lot of kind of closed eyes, getting tired-looking people. Does the group need anything?
As today's session in Brooklyn stretches into its third hour, people like Chris are beginning to lose it.
I'm actually zoning out of this conversation because I feel like we're talking about a lot of things that are in our head and like different fantasies that we're having, and I feel like I really want to return to like how do we get off the sidewalk and into the street.
Eventually, someone suggests it's time for a break. It's the first motion today that passes unanimously. But despite their tedium, these meetings have helped a large bunch of anti-conformists agree on what exactly they'll be doing when it comes time to demonstrate. So, even if things do go wrong for these anarchists on August 31st, you can't say it was for lack of planning. For Day to Day, I'm Luke Burbank in New York.